September is Prostate Awareness Month, and I don't think that much of the public understands how serious of a disease this is. This is the number one cause of death of men in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And it's the number two cause of death from cancer of men in the United States. The first cause of death from cancer for men in the United States is lung cancer. Perhaps Pennsylvania is the first cause of death because we have more older citizens. Every 19.1 minutes, a man dies from prostate cancer in this nation. So we need to create the public awareness, because if caught early, it can be resolved. And it requires both men to, when they see their doctor or the urologist, to do the digital test. You know, there's an expression among those who are trying to create awareness that simply says, don't fare the finger, because it is very important that men take care of their health, and that women, their spouses and their friends, encourage men, just as men have to encourage women in terms of their health issues. That way we all can stay healthy and live and go forward. And there's also, as you know, the PSA test as well. So I simply rise, Mr. President, to draw awareness to this month, to urge the men of the Commonwealth to be aware of prostate health. And the older they get, the more, certainly if you're over 50 years old, or if there's a history of prostate cancer in your family, or we know that the prostate cancer rate is higher among African-American men, that it is important to take all these factors into consideration and get the appropriate digital and PSA tests done and completed. Each life saved is a life lived, and hopefully lived well. But there are times when we simply have to be aware that it's important that we take care of ourselves, and hopefully the September Prostate Awareness Month will bring this issue to increase public attention here in the Commonwealth. So the next time, in 5 years, 6 years, someone standing here won't have to say that, you know, that still the number one cause of death of men in the Commonwealth is prostate cancer. Hopefully, through this testing, that day will be over. Thank you, Mr. President.